You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1996. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey, not behind the microphone in the She-Rock announce booth, but on location from the little community of Elmont, Michigan, 40 miles north of Detroit. I'll explain a little bit more about that in just a moment. If you'd like to write to us, our address is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, care of Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Our telephone number is area code 419-228-4199. The fax number, 419-221-1609. And on the Internet, our address is GNBC at alpha, A-L-P-H-A, dot W-Coil, that's W-C-O-I-L, dot com. And as I said, we're on location pretty much because it's a half of a business meeting and half a vacation. And we decided to come north to the state of Michigan and also to Ontario, Canada. We'll have some interesting things to report along the way. We're going to be doing this entire show while we're driving around, so stay tuned. You never know what you might hear, and you never know where I might be. It's kind of like that game, Where in the World is Fred Vobey? Right now, let's go down to Youngstown, Ohio. Here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch.
DXAS Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. This month, our reference number is 387. And as tradition dictates, we start with call letter changes on 960 WPMR, Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, changing to WILT. 980 WMAK, London, Kentucky, becomes WGWM. 1010 WSPO, Stevens Point, Wisconsin, returns to WSPT. Here's a biggie on 1100 WWWE in Cleveland, Ohio. 3WE is no more. They changed to WTAM, which was the station's original call. 1130 WJTP in Newland, North Carolina, becomes WECR. 1220 WXCT in Hamden, Connecticut, becomes WQUN. 1270 WHBS, Eatonville, Florida, becomes WRLZ. On 1300 WXPX, West Hazleton, Pennsylvania, changing to WILP. 1340 KORV, Oroville, California, becomes KJAC. Also on 1340, that news station in Elko, Nevada, will be KTNS. 1360 KELE, Mountain Grove, Missouri, goes back to KCMG. We'll explain that in just a moment. 1370 WPRC, Lincoln, Illinois, changes to WVAX. There's a reason for that, too, we'll get to later. On 1400 KJCF in Festus, Missouri, becomes KJFF. 1410 WGRD, Grand Rapids, Michigan, changing to WRCV. 1460 WACO in Waco, Texas, becomes KKTK. That leaves only WARE in Ware, Massachusetts, as the only station in the country now where the call spells the name of the city. 1480 WIST, Charlotte, North Carolina, becomes WNMX. 1490 WOJY, Hampton, Virginia, changing to WXRE. 1500 WKGA, Zion, Illinois, becomes WTAU. 1530 WCRJ, Jacksonville, Florida, becomes WOBS. On 1550 WARD in Pittston, Pennsylvania, they've used this call on the air for quite a few months already. They finally have made it official. They've changed to WKQV. And finally on 1580 KNOS, Albuquerque, New Mexico, changed calls again, this time to KZKL. One note in the Mountain Grove call change on 1360 KELE, according to the station, they were assigned that call change in error by the FCC. Two applications have been made for new stations, only one of which you'll probably ever hear, 1450 in Kelowna, Colorado. They want a kilowatt day and night and a U1 antenna. And in the expanded band on 1620, a company called Helixing Incorporated has applied for a temporary experimental license on 1620 kilohertz in Lockport, Illinois. Applications from existing facilities on 1030 WNVR, Vernon Hills, Illinois, wants to go full-time by adding 150 watts at night. That will make their antenna U4 if it's granted. On 1280 WGTX, Dufuniak Springs, Florida, would like to move to 890 kilohertz with 2,500 watts, a D1 antenna, and would like to move their city of license to Freeport, Florida. 1410 WMYQ Newton, Mississippi wants to change frequency. They like to go to 1100 kilohertz with 1,000 watts in the daytime, 87 watts at night, and a U1 antenna. And on 1490 WOLF in Syracuse, New York wants to move to 1510 kilohertz. At one time they held a CP to do that, but that CP expired a long time ago, so they are reapplying to move to 1510 with 50,000 watts in the daytime, 1,000 watts at night, a U4 antenna, and a city of license change to Lafayette, New York. One grant of interest on 730 WSTT, Thomasville, Georgia will change their city of license to Beachton, Georgia. Looking down through a rather chock-full otherness column on 540 KIEZ Carmel Valley, California, silent station back on the air, 590 WLVA Lynchburg, Virginia, is silent. 910 WYLI Marietta, Ohio, has returned to the air. 950 KDSX in Denison, Texas, is silent. 960 WJCM Sebring, Florida, reported to be silent. On 1090 WKCV in Kingsport, Tennessee, this silent station has announced they will return to the air in September. 1110 KGPL, Dermont, Arkansas, scratch this one out of your log. The license has been canceled and the call deleted, one of many silent stations that are being deleted this month. On 1120 WKTD in Wilmington, North Carolina, we need some help on this one. This new station was recently reported to be on the air, but in the latest review of the FCC database, it is now amongst the missing, which usually means the license has been canceled or deleted. We have a member in the Wilmington, North Carolina area who can tune to 1120 and let us know what's there. We'd really be interested to find out. 1190 KMOA, Kensett, Arkansas, license canceled and call deleted. 1240, the end of an era in Chicago, WCRW, has been purchased by one of the other stations that shares that frequency, WSBC, and they will be absorbing all of WCRW's operating hours, thus reducing the number of stations sharing time on 1240 in Chicago to just two. 1260, KFAS, Casa Grande, Arizona, is silent. 1290, WDEC, Americus, Georgia, another long silent station where the license has been canceled and the call deleted. On 1310 WHLV, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, same deal, license canceled, call deleted. 1330 KXSA, Redding, California, also the license canceled and the call deleted. 1340 KTNS, that brand new station in Elko, Nevada, has announced they expect to be on the air in September and they will have a news talk format. Who will be the first one to hear that rather isolated station? 1360, as we mentioned, KCMG in Mountain Grove, Missouri, they are going to keep that call. They are silent, but report that they expect to be back on the air, in their words, by July. Well, July will have passed by the time this tape reaches you, so chances are they may already have returned to the air. If you know that for sure, let us know. 1370 WVAX in Lincoln, Illinois. We told you we'd explain why they changed their call. They now rebroadcast WTAX, the 1240 station in Springfield, except for 6 to 9 a.m. when they do separate programming. Another mystery on 1370, we've told you about WEGM in Wickford, Rhode Island, changing their call. Their construction permit to move to a new transmitter site is now on the air. They are 250 watts day, 130 watts night with a U1 antenna. Now, the station has been giving their legal ID as WEGM North Kingston since they returned to the air, but as of today, which is the end of July, the FCC database still shows them as WKFD, and still shows them licensed to Wickford, Rhode Island. So if someone in that area can tip us off as to what the deal is here, we'd be really happy to find out. 1380 WLVS, Lake Worth, Florida, now rebroadcasting WAFC, the 590 station in Clewiston, Florida. 1390 WWOD, Lynchburg, Virginia, license canceled and call deleted. 1400 WTXQ, Andalusia, Alabama, license canceled and call deleted. 1400 KKDD, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Finally, this station has moved here from their old frequency of 1410. On 1410, WIQR in Prattville, Alabama, license canceled and call deleted at the station's request. 1420 WACK in Newark, New York, had an application to move to 840 kilohertz. Well, you can scratch that out of the log. That application has been dismissed. They'll remain on 1420. 1440 WRAJ, Anna, Illinois, is silent. 1460 KCCL, Paris, Arkansas, license canceled and call deleted. 1470 WBFC, Stanton, Kentucky, this silent station has returned to the air. 1470 KNTS, Abilene, Texas, is silent. 1480 KGCX in Sydney, Montana, another long silent station whose license has been canceled and the call deleted. 1480 KNTB Lakewood, Washington, this station has returned to the air. And on 1530 WOBS in Jacksonville, Florida, the station that used to be WCRJ and was silent has also returned to the air. And that wraps up our portion of this month's DX Audio Service. Before we talk to you here on the audio service again, we hopefully will have talked to many of you in person at the big NRC National Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee. Our plans are kind of up in the air this year, but we hope to get there for at least 1 or 2 days of the convention. So, we'll see you then. Whatever time we do get there, we know for sure the first thing we'll see is the smiling face of this guy sitting behind the registration table and counting the cash. Here's John Bowker.
Well, okay, once again, Jerry. Hi, everyone. Today we're coming to you from Valparaiso University in Valparaiso, Indiana, home of the Fighting Vikings, I find. But, oh, before I say another word, you have to understand, when Linda and I are out on the road for the 3 or 4 months during the summer, we really don't get to hear the finished audio service tapes for sometimes till we get home. So you may have wondered why I hadn't mentioned that terrific jingle Fred put on the June audio service introducing me. Remember that? Well, sir, let me tell you, when I finally got to hear the tape camping in Great Falls, Montana, on the phone with Fred, I learned how that intro jingle had come to be. It seems our clever fellow editor Jim Snowbarger had nothing to do for a month. I'm sure it must have taken that long, and he was the one that put it together. Of course, he's also going to kill me for saying it. I just couldn't believe it. So we decided to come east immediately, and we did. We found Jim in Marshalltown, Iowa, and I was able to thank him personally for putting together that jingle. We pulled up to the home of Jim and his lovely wife. They have on the outskirts of Marshalltown, Iowa. Admired their dogs and cats. Did I count seven, Jim? And their two horses and the outbuildings Jim has built and rebuilt and maintained on his own. And finally, upstairs to his computer system. Good heavens. All along the wall and even around the corner, Jim has a number of PCs, a keyboard, a voice music delay synthesizers, echo chambers, mixers and balancers. And, well, anyway, the result was the jingle that you heard a couple of months ago that sounded like a group of musical pros with a band behind them. Well, it was. It was Jim all by himself, his voice and his keyboard artistry. So, Fred, if I run a little bit over this month and you have to cut something, cut out a station break or two, but don't cut any of my thanks here to Jim Snowbarger. Oh, boy, he really brought some real talent to this audio service. Well, today we're going to start the 1360 frequency. That's another regional channel, and we'll give you a hint of how radio on this channel sounds as you travel around the United States with a dial set at 1360. What do you say we begin in the far upper northwest of the United States and listen to the September 1996 DX Audio Service Travelogue?
Pure Gold, 24 hours a day on KKMO for Tacoma and Puget Sound.
Good morning, everyone, at the top of the news this hour.
Okay, down along the Columbia River now in Oregon.
More of country's right mix. After the news, KOHU, Hermiston.
CBS News, this is Barry Bagnato in Little Rock. At their first news conference together, running mates Bill Clinton and Albert Gore opened an offensive against the team now in the White House.
I'll bet. Here's a westerly suburb of Oregon's largest city.
1-800-622-HELP.
This is 1360 KUIK, Hillsboro, Portland. The exclusive broadcast station for the U.S. Bank Rose Festival Air Show. Presented in part by Safeway.
Okay, down into the California Bay Area for the latest news.
This is 1360 KFIV Modesto.
Every morning we take you around the world in 30 minutes with CNN Headline News. It's an exclusive feature that you'll only find here on 1360 KFIV Modesto.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Jenny West. North Korea will hold a state funeral on July 17th for late President Kim Il-sung.
Well, I wonder how many of you have been in the China Lake region of the Great Valley of Southern California, down around Ridgecrest, for instance. Well, Mark Strickert was there back in the mid-1980s.
11:30, this is KZIQ Ridgecrest.
This segment of Paul Harvey.
All right. What do you say we go a little further south than that and spend a minute or two in San Diego? Now, way back when, this was the valued ID you'd hear at 1360 in San Diego.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Steve J. Show from the Much More Music Station.
H-E-P, San Diego.
6 p.m. at Boss Radio.
Now, later on, they went from KPOP to KPQP to KPOP. I don't know what this one is.
It's 11 o'clock at the home of real music, KPQP San Diego.
Well, from that, they went to KPOP.
Well, is that weird or what? Not really. Okay, stand by. We have national news. It's coming up next right here on KPOP.
NBC Radio News. I'm Barbara Porter. Significant movement on the interest rate front today.
Well, now you notice that was NBC
today. The Federal Reserve
News,
Board
right?
lowered its discount.
So then after that, they took a run at CNN News on the hour.
This is KCNN San Diego. It's 2 o'clock. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm John Dagan.
Except with call letters like KCNN, they go to the ABC Newsnet. I don't know. Well, that's enough of San Diego for a few minutes. Let's move to the Grand Canyon State.
With more of the music you and I remember, this is AM 1360, KLFF, Glendale, Phoenix.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell. Our top story involves the economy. Inflation watchers looking for signs the economic pace is slowing.
Okay, now northward into Colorado.
And patronize our great advertisers on the right station, 1360 KHNC.
This is 1360 KHNC Johnstown, 1370 KTMG Deer Trail. The news is next.
USA Radio Network News, this is Eric Rinderley. Miles of Interstate 60 are closed outside Ontario, California this hour.
Okay. Here we find a remaining AM rock music station. Wow.
KK Rock Springs, North Bridger, 1360 AM.
Okay, let's take in a ball game.
This is Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, inviting you to listen to every home and away game of the 95 Chiefs season here on KSRX 1360 AM, El Dorado.
That's El Dorado, Kansas, by the way. Well, okay, due south to the Texas Panhandle.
Taco, Texas, AM 1360, KFNS, Amarillo, Christian Radio.
Author and mother Carol Kirkendall recently spoke with Dr. James Dobson about the emotional struggles women often face as their children grow.
And that ID is updated now to this.
JLCJ Amarillo. Today's Christian music at 1360 AM.
We camped on the shores of Galveston Bay in Texas for this next ID.
Your home of praise and inspiration is KWWJ, Baytown, Houston, Galveston. Gospel, 1360 AM.
Okay, further down south in the Gulf of Mexico.
KRYS, AM 1360, Sports Radio.
Your home for the Pete Rose Show. Weekday afternoon from 5 to 7, 1360 AM. KRYS, Corpus Christi.
And in the Metroplex.
The next time someone asks, tell them to listen to the excitement of Baylor Bear Football on the Praise and Worship Leader for the Metroplex. Praise 1360, KNRB. Fort Worth, Dallas.
They've changed formats now to this.
You're listening to great music for great kids. This is 1360 KAHD, Fort Worth, Dallas. Be sure to tell friends about the educational, sensational radio on. Educational, sensational.
Okay, now down in Cajun country, just west of New Orleans.
This is Bayou Country, 1360 KNIR, New Iberia.
Well, as we pass next through western Arkansas on Interstate 40, we hear this at 1360.
At home, at work, in your car, KLYR, AM and FM, Clarksville.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Tom Stevens, and this is the KLYR 4 o'clock report for Thursday, May 13th. We begin our news this afternoon with these reports.
And just north of Kansas City, this small market center.
You're listening to KMR in Cameron, Missouri. It's 11 o'clock, and ABC News is next. Under cloudy skies, we're at 80 degrees.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett.
Okay, Joan. Northward into Iowa now.
It's 9 o'clock at KJK, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Good morning, I'm John Belmont. British Foreign Secretary Douglas Hurd has spent more than...
Right on the banks of the Mississippi River is this Iowa town of 12,000 or so.
KBKB. KBKB FM Stereo, Fort Madison.
And a good one, I guess. Finally this month in the state of Iowa. Well, you'll have to make it out, too. Let's see here.
News, weather, sports, and intelligent talk. Radio News. PKSCJ.
The Census Bureau says the number of Americans living below the poverty line soared to its highest level in nearly two decades last year.
You know, a lot of people just go into the news and skip the ID. Not him. No way. By golly, he knew the FCC was listening. Well, let's see. People up north in Paul Bunyan country, that's in north central Minnesota, actually, they listen to this next station at 1360.
No, I wouldn't have nothing.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. Hurricane Andrew may be down, but it's not quite out yet.
There's a small town just west of Minneapolis called Buffalo, Minnesota.
Serving all of Wright County, this is KRWC Buffalo. And Mutual News brought to you now by Buffalo Floral on the Hill in downtown Buffalo. 53 degrees, partly sunny skies. The time now is 9 o'clock.
The calm between the storms in Florida. Death from the skies in Sarajevo. With Mutual News, I'm Frank Jeffrey.
Well, Frank lets you and me jump across into W land now and see what's up in the smallest city in the United States that has an NFL franchise. I'll get it right.
Janie Baker, that's the latest one from Shenandoah this afternoon from number one country, WGEE Green Bay. And in less than an hour from now, we'll announce another WGEE faxing winner. Good luck to you. A couple of faxes to go before we wrap things up.
And
hope you stick
good.
Around for the music in the next...
You know, we were running away from a flood just south of La Crosse, Wisconsin, a couple of years ago when
Julie
we taped this next Wisconsin station.
The weather situation, so stay with us here at AM 1360, and we'll talk to you again probably Friday. Randa will be in the old-time show tomorrow.
1202, you're listening to WVRQ 1360 Radio, Viroqua, Wisconsin. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are ending today, otherwise mostly...
The town of DeKalb, Illinois is home of North Illinois University.
My interest has peaked also.
They're a little west of Chicago.
Peaking at the top of the hour. Nice segue there, wasn't it? Yes, peaking into 11 o'clock here on this Labor Day weekend.
And our final stop this month on the audio service is on the Indiana border of Illinois.
It's time for WGFI AM in Watseka, Illinois to sign off the air. WGFI AM is a daytime radio station with 1,000 watts directional power.
WGFA. Well, we'll pick up at this point next month and work our way all the way to New England at 1360 on the dial. This wraps up about half of the 1360 stations we have on tape, and I'll see to it we bring you the rest next month. Special thanks to Bob Jedruziak, Billy Sampson, John S. Bowker, and his mother Linda for their taping of some of the stations heard on this installment of the Travelogue. We're going to be taping this segment live from the Knoxville Convention on Sunday, September 1st at 9 a.m. That'll be for the October audio service. And although that's pretty early in the morning, here's a fellow who gets up even earlier, our Iowa connection, Jim Snowbarger.
Thanks, John.
Yes, indeed, dear friends, and welcome to it, another edition of the column we call Band Scan. This, the September edition of the column that lets you take a look up as well as down our beloved AM radio band, as seen from just darn near anywhere in the country. Anyway, last month, you may recall, we were motoring westward from Hooker, Oklahoma to Durango, Colorado. And we left Hooker about sundown. It was kind of a challenge getting Mark Durenberger out of there. I think he seemed to have sort of a thing about spending the night in a town called Hooker. I don't know why, but you tell me. Anyway, we're checking out the AM there, kind of listening to the AM clears from 540 on up. And most notable to me was little 5,000-watt KABC from Los Angeles on 790. Must be directional pointed east, wouldn't you say? And we just got out to the Colorado border. We got up to 870, and WWL from New Orleans was coming in good and strong. And all of a sudden, Fred had to go to the bathroom. So we whipped into an emptying station there and basically spent the month. But now we're all dehydrated and rehydrated and ready to rock and roll. So let's get back in the car. Fire this mother up. Get back on the road. Back on the road to Durango. Hey, Mark Durenberger, let's say we turn on the AM and check out 880 kilohertz and see what's happening.
Nighttime vets know that WWL on 870 and KRVN in Lexington, Nebraska at 880 have done some synchronized experiments together. Even today, they're part of an all-night truckers network, as you'll hear in a moment. Meanwhile, here is the farmer's voice in Lexington on the 880 clear.
Nebraska shocked Florida with the best performance he has ever seen out of a college football team. So saith Lee Corso, believe it or not. I'm Jerry Stark reporting from the KRVN News Center. Built sunflower tough to work in...
And at 890, our third Chicago capture.
Outbound Ryan at 95th. Right, the express ways look pretty good, even though there is road work on the Kennedy outbound at Armitage up to Fullerton, a left lane block. Inbound Kennedy road work coming at midnight. Nobody used the express lanes until the start of the morning rush hour. That's a look at the technical traffic and weather. We'll check it again at 1150 WPLX.
We didn't have much luck at all trying to copy the 900, 940, and 1000 international clears. Just too many players beating on each other in the part of the world we were driving. And it didn't get any better as the night wore on. So we jumped to 1010, where we got a Canadian surprise. And sure enough, 1020 behaved as the nighttime pattern book predicted.
Call 281-7229. Outside Pittsburgh, call 1-800-543-9859.
KDKA Pittsburgh!
441, 60 degrees at KD. Chuck's next, and then Frank and Lonnie. Hello, Chuck. Welcome to KDKA.
First-time caller.
All right, Chuck, let me get the little bell here.
Well, as you can hear from the Pittsburgh time check, we were on the road a long time during our Clear Channel AM band scan. We went to 1030. That sounded like a catfight for a long time. No WBZ, got a bit of Fort Smith in there, and that was about it. And then at 1040, from Jim Snowbarger's stomping grounds, that venerable powerhouse from Des Moines held forth.
1-year service agreement. Select models only. Other restrictions and charges may apply. Void where prohibited.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Walker from Radio Tradio. I won't be here this Saturday, but Dick Lamont will.
Sounds good to me.
He'll be hosting starting at 9:15 right here on 1040 WHO Radio.
1050 and 1060 unusable at this time of night, even though we sat on each for a long time hoping our changing location might help, but no luck. 1070 was held down during the short time we listened to that channel by Wichita, Kansas. And of course, when we notched it up to 1080, another superpower.
You got questions? We've got answers. From News Radio 1080, KRLD presents The Metroplex Today.
10:04, 87 degrees. Good evening. I'm Willie Mae McIver. Here's what's happening. Dallas County sheriffs are waiting on medical tests on a woman who...
And then there's 1090, the home of the former music station of the South. Of course, long ago, a format change to a format which adds to the fun of long-distance nighttime listening.
Also request an anointed prayer call.
For the power and the glory. This is KAAY Little Rock.
And next door at 1100...
3 hours of rush today at noon on AM 1100, 3WE.
You've been invited to play golf at a prestigious country club.
From Cleveland to KFAB in Omaha with the flick of a switch. Isn't nighttime radio fun?
It's wonderful.
Proven.
Ginkai has been repeatedly proven to improve memory and concentration because only Ginkai uses the proven ginkgo formula.
And just up the dial at 1120. It's KMOX St. Louis.
And that's exactly what he did.
Now, there's a station break coming up here, and both KMOX and KFAB will pull down the CBS network from SATCOM C5. So we're going to establish CBS on KMOX and then push the Sony up from 1120 to 1110. And let you hear how these two superpowers sound side by side with the same program in the middle of the night.
The home of the St. Louis Cardinals, America's sports voice, KMOX, St. Louis.
CBS News, I'm Lisa Meyer. Navy space pilot Richardson is dead, apparently by his own hand. Admiral Jeremy Borda shot himself in the chest after learning Newsweek magazine was raising questions about his Vietnam-era combat decorations and his right to wear them.
So we went from 1120 and back to 1110. 1130 and 1140 sounded kind of like what you'd expect to hear when the channels have to be shared among a dozen or more stations. I guess the reception phrase for that would be incoherent babble, if we can coin a new phrase. 1160 came sneaking through the QRM for you.
Utah's number one news and talk station, KSL, News Radio 1160.
Good Thursday evening to you, KSL News Time, 9:06, 55 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City right now. I'm Carl Stewart with the KSL News at 9, what is expected to be an abbreviated version of this KSL News Hour.
And tuning up to 1170.
Leisure World, 31st and Garnett.
When the weather is bad, the coverage is best on KVOO.
Your forecast from KVOO, Channel 6 meteorologist Jim Giles calling for fair.
Tulsa holding forth on 1170. 1180 and 1190, more babble of some sort. And finally, we were trying to sneak up on San Antonio on 1200 earlier in our journey, but a soccer signal from Guymon, Oklahoma wiped that out for us. So let's skip, you'll pardon the expression, let's jump to 1500 and another of my alma maters.
For 107 years, providing comfort for hard-to-fit feet.
This hour of Dr. Laura Schlesinger was recorded for broadcast on AM 1500 KSTP.
And to put a wrap on this quickie band scan, 1520 of another disappointment.
KOMA, Oklahoma City.
I thought this would be a lot stronger since we were pretty close to it. But hey, that's one of the things that's fun about nighttime radio. The unpredictability of skywave reception. Before we run, I wanted to comment too that, in my view, part of the romance of nighttime AM radio listening is knowing you're part of a community. Whether you're sharing an issue such as rainfall, we heard stations from the east in the newscasts talking about severe rain and swollen rivers. And of course, in the west, the dialogue is about severe drought and extreme fire danger. So whether you're sharing that, both sides of that coin, whether you're just driving through the night knowing that what you're listening to is being shared by thousands of others on thousands of other roads across the country, there is this sense of community. Here's one example of such a virtual community, an all-night truckers network.
Welcome and load them on the AM side of your dial there so you can pick us up all night all the way across the country. Proud to have you drive with us. Hope you'll stay with us all night. That's WWL 870 AM right out of New Orleans, Louisiana down there. Also, welcome back KRVN 880 in Lexington, Nebraska. And KSL 1160 Salt Lake City, they'll be on board here before you know it, so go ahead and put them in there too. 1160 AM. Also, welcome aboard 1510 WLAC right here in Nashville, Tennessee, right across the hall, y'all. And the big KB, 1520, welcome back to those folks up there in Buffalo, New York. And KXEL, 1540 in Waterloo, Iowa. They're just now joining us also here.
Okay, that's it. Thanks for the time. It's Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis. Thank you for listening to our Clear Channel DX band scan. Thanks again, Jim and Fred. Happy DXing, folks, and good luck on the open roads.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, it's nice to be home, isn't it? But that was a fun trip.
Well worth it. And thanks, Mark, for the contribution. We certainly appreciate your taking part in the column and definitely hope to hear from you again, sir. And, dear listener, you know you can contribute as well. I'm looking for material from you. Anything that you think might be of interest to our listeners or something you might like to hear on this column, how the band scan looks from your area or someplace that you might travel, send your tapes to me. My name is Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R, and I accept mail, as you may know, at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. Internet, it's jlsnow at fcseng.frco.com.
Thanks, Jim. Well, I'm in Port Huron, Michigan at the present time, and we have one more editor to present. So let's listen while I pull in here to McDonald's and get a cup of coffee.
Honey, I'm Liz. May I take your order, please?
Take a large decaf, please.
70 cents.
Now here's Bruce Conti.
DXAS.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, this month coming to you from Midcoast, Maine, at Camden Hills State Park, just north of Rockland on U.S. Route 1.
Your station for the best news and weather. This is AM 1450 WRKD, Rockland.
The local radio station here is WRKD Rockland on 1450 kilohertz, but I'm not here to listen to local radio. Instead, here on a summertime mini-D expedition, listening for transatlantic and South American radio stations. Even though it is still summer, there's no such thing as the DX season from Atlantic or Pacific Coast locations, as the transoceanic DX can be heard year-round. As expert international medium wave DXer Mark Conley would say, the DX season ends at the same time the new season begins, on the longest day of the year. The following is a sample of what was heard while on a camping vacation at Camden Hills State Park on the weekend of August 10. Starting with this catch on 1040 kilohertz, listen now for the ID in Spanish for WZNA, Moca, Puerto Rico.
En sintonía de zona 1040, 851 en la noche, acompañándote Jorge Alberto, 851.
ZNA, 1040 kilohertz, Moca.
This ID was at 10 minutes before the hour. The top of the hour ID is for WZNA, 1040 kilohertz, Mayaguez, like its mainland counterparts, preferring to be associated with a nearby larger city rather than the smaller community of license. And now check out this nice reception of Radio Carúpano, Venezuela, on 1110 kilohertz.
9:18 minutos en Carúpano, 9:18 hora mundial.
Lotería, lotería. Por Radio Carúpano.
El triple de la lotería de Caracas, 013, terminal 13.
Llegan a usted primero a través de Radio Carúpano.
A couple of nice IDs from Radio Carúpano, Venezuela, on 1110 kilohertz. The Spanish flavor continues now, this time across the Atlantic, as you've heard before on the DXAS, the echo of Spain's synchronized stations produced by the time delay and the audio between stations on the same frequency carrying the same network program. This is the SDR network synchronized stations on 1116 kilohertz. The distinct echo makes identification of Spain easy. Here's another one from Spain, Radio Nacional de España, Radio Uno, this time alone on the clear channel frequency of 684 kilohertz. Listen for the ID in Spanish.
Radio Nacional de España, Radio Uno. Nosotros volvemos la próxima madrugada del martes con una cosa que
the heavy splash is from WRKO Boston on 680, which beams a strong signal down east. Now on the other side of WRKO and back to Venezuela, this is Radio Rumbo on 670 kilohertz.
Mañana, tarde, noche, todo el día, Radio Rumbo, arriba en sintonía.
Venezuela and Spain well represented in the Pine Tree State of Maine. What you're hearing was received with the Drake R8A and two 30-meter or 100-foot sloping wires phased for directional reception through the MWDX5 LC tank phasing unit. The Drake R8A was powered by my car battery with a cigarette lighter adapter. The sloping wires were shot over the tops of trees by a bow and arrow, first by attaching fishing line to the arrow and shooting it over a tree, and then pulling up the wire with the fishing line. That way I didn't have to risk tree climbing to install the antenna wires, and got the wires up higher than I would have been able to climb anyway. I used 50-pound fishing line. However, when the trees are thick with branches, a lighter weight fishing line should be used, or the arrow might get stuck in the trees. When using the lighter weight fishing line, a lightweight rope should be pulled through first, followed by pulling up the wire with the rope. Otherwise, if the wire is too heavy or gets caught on a branch, then the lightweight fishing line will break with a good tug or just too much tension. The wires were sloped southeast and southwest in anticipation of hearing more from Southern Africa and Central and South America. The number of good transatlantic catches were unexpected, but nonetheless welcome, like this one from Algeria on 1544 kilohertz.
أساسا وإكراما منهم بتنسيق وتدعيم برنامج هذه الطائفة التي يطبعها رفع التحدي والإصرار على انتزاع مقوماتنا على انتزاع.
Next up, the Netherlands on 1395 kilohertz. This one recently changed formats from the news and adult contemporary and oldies station known as Veronica News Radio to what is now Jazz Radio. Jazz Radio from the Netherlands on 1395 kilohertz. Now let's listen to some interesting statistics from a rock concert in South Wales given by the DJ on Virgin Radio out of England.
All those on the way home, all those trying to make their way home, but are still there. Getting home in the Sunday papers if you were at the concert. Most of the tabloids carry stories, for instance, the Mail on Sunday, the News of the World, the People, and others. Facilities there. There was parking for 20,000 cars, 800 coaches, 800 toilets were there, 100 food stores, and 50 other sandwich places to consume about 500,000 pints of beer. Might take an hour and a half again, but that many. 500,000 bottles of water, about 400,000 hamburgers, and up to 500,000 bags of chips. The storeholders selling the food were paying £3,500 to be there today to the organizers. I mentioned to Lenny, Psycho, Robbie, and Notzi, who are heading back to South Wales, but like some of our earlier callers, haven't yet got out of the car park, and they left South Wales at 6 o'clock yesterday morning. But they're still having a ball. Now, here's a little teaser for you, okay? Now, I always like sort of thoughts and clangers that come up in movies. For instance, you can watch an old John Wayne movie when he's doing his cowboy bit out on the range. And if you look very carefully, in some shots, you can see a jet aircraft fly across the back of the screen, across the sky in the far distance, something like that. Here's one, because adverts are great for clangers. How can the man painting the road in the Weetabix advert leave a double yellow line behind him when he only has one marking wheel on his machine? You check it out next time. I don't know who spotted it. I don't really care. It's one of those stupid things that amuses me. Nice one.
little effect, sir. Now, talking of gigs, the Cranberries are back in this country in December to do some gigs. I'll give you their dates after we play this.
Sound very good.
Oh, yeah. 500,000 pints of beer and only 800 toilets? What fun. Virgin Radio, always filled with tiny little factoids such as that, on 1215 kilohertz, also heard parallel 1197 kilohertz. Now check out this catch, Kuwait on 1548 kilohertz, relaying the Voice of America. You'll hear VOA News in English, and I'll use the shortwave parallel frequency of 7405 kilohertz to positively ID this one. First, let's listen to 1548, and then you should be able to tell when I switch to 7405, because you'll notice the sudden loss of splashover from the adjacent domestic frequencies. Now we're on 7405.
His personal representative to Chechnya, a named National Security Advisor Alexander Levitt, to the post. Mr. Levitt, a former Army general, is expected to take a more moderate approach than his hard-line predecessor. Peter Heinlein, VLA News, Moscow.
And those are just some highlights of DX audio received in Camden, Maine, a representative sample of nighttime DX from Latin America and across the Atlantic. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Right now I'm pulling into my appointment here, so I think it's a good time to end side one of the cassette. And what we'll do is we'll flip over to side two, and we'll have the market scope, historical moments in radio, and, of course, our sports networks column, and a whole lot more. See you on side two.